Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim, Daf Samach Gimel. We will begin in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah on the top of Amud. From our previous parak already, we've been learning Eiz Makayim Shal Zvachim, the various places where the carbon has to be brought. Until now, we've been focused on karbonis of animals. Our Mishnah now begins to discuss different types of karbonis. The first sugya we'll learn today is about the karbon mincha, which will quickly lead us into the sugyas, which will go into the next parak in Mitzvah Shem, about karbonis that are brought from oifis, from birds, chatas, oila. Says the Mishnah, Menachos hayin nikmatos. We know, as we've discussed numerous times, there are four primary avoidas by a carbon of an animal, shechita, kabbalah, halachas, rika. And there are four corresponding avoidas by a karbon mincha. Kmitza, kiddush bekeli, meaning putting the kmitza into a keli. Hagosha, we'll discuss that later, putting the mincha next to the mizbeach. And the aktara of the karbon mincha. Teaches us the Mishnah, the menachos hayinik matzois b'chamokam b'azara, anywhere in the azara, even though as the Gemara will point out, the karbon mincha is considered kachikachim. And typically, kachikachim are limited to the tzafen hazara, to the north part of the hazara. The karban mincha, even though it's a kachikachim, the kmitza could take place anywhere in the hazara, which is the corresponding avoid, as we just said, to the shechita. V'necholos lefnim in akloim. But given that they're kachikachim, they may only be eaten within the hazara, lezichrei kohuna, only male kohanim may eat of the karban mincha. B'chom machal, they may be prepared in any way, for as we know, certain kabbonis, most notably the Karban Pesach, have to be prepared in a specific manner. Karban Pesach has to be prepared tzli, roasted. Karban Mincha does not have such a rule. It could be prepared in any way. L'yoyim v'layla, it could be eaten for a yoyim v'layla, ad chatzois. Why may they only be eaten l'yoyim v'layla? So I saw two pshatim in the Rishonim. One pshat in the Rishonim is because a karbon mincha is compared to the lach meitayda, and the halach is that the lach meitayda may only be eaten liyoyim v'layla, so to the karbon mincha. Others say, as we said earlier, given that the karbon mincha is kodesh hakodashim, and the halach is that anything that's kodesh hakodashim, there's a rule may only be eaten liyoyim v'layla. But as we've also learned, going back to the first mission of Shas, that even though the halach is they may be eaten liyoyim the day that they were brought and the following night, but Chazal said, "Kedei lahachik es adam min aveira, to avoid chas v'shalom eating the carbon when it's nicer, that it may only be eaten at chatzos." Furthermore, I saw a very interesting ha'ora from the Achronim. Our Mishnah teaches us two halachas regarding the carbon mincha. That the halacha in both of those circumstances is that the carbon mincha could be eaten anywhere in the azara. But it could be done anywhere in the Azara. But it's interesting to point out that the Mishnah uses different wording for the same halacha. For the first halacha, when it says Menachos Hayinik Matzos, it says B'chom Mokim Ba'Azara. When it wants to say anything where in the Azara is acceptable, it says B'chom Mokim Ba'Azara. On the other hand, when it speaks about the entire Azara being qualified for the Achila of the Karban Mincha, the Mishnah changes its wording and uses the wording lifnim and akloim. Why does the Mishnah change the wording? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is because the halacha is that there were certain lishkais, there were certain chambers in the Azara. Those chambers in the Azara were areas where the karban mincha may be eaten, but kmitza cannot be done. To point out that distinction, that's why the Mishnah changes its wording. Regarding the kmitza, it has to be in the Azara proper. It may not be in the chambers. When it comes to the Achila, as long as it's lifnim and akloyim, even if it's not in the Azara proper, but it's in the chambers, it's fine. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that the Mishnah wants to emphasize a halacha. We know, we will discuss again, that the halacha is that the carbon has to be brought facing the oil moyed. So you would think that if there's a spot in the Azara where you can't see the Migdash, you can't see the Mishkan, that place should be disqualified for kmitza. Teaches us the Mishnah b'chol makom ba'azara, anywhere, even if the Beis HaMikdash is not visible. Begins the Gemara Amar Belazer Mincha shenikmatza beheichel ksheru. Even though the kmitza of the mincha is supposed to be done in the azara, if it was done in the Beis HaMikdash itself, it's kosher. And as the Rishonim will point out, it's only b'diyevit. Certainly, l'chatchila, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that l'chatchila you should do the kmitza in the Beis HaMikdash. Furthermore, as the Rishonim themselves point out, one is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash only for a purpose that the Torah requires. And certainly the Torah doesn't require us to enter the Beis HaMikdash to do kmitza. So says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Elazar, mincha shenikmatza beheichel, a mincha that was, the kmitza was done in the keichel, is kshera. Shekein mitzinu besilik bezichin. We know that every Shabbos there was the lechem upon him. And the way it worked with the lechem upon him was that every Shabbos they put 12 loaves on the shulchan, and they also put shnei bezichei levoina, 2 spoonfuls of levoina. And every Shabbos, those spoonfuls of levoina were removed from the shulchan and were burnt on the mizbeach achitzin. Now that avoida burning of taking off the levoina and burning it on the mizbeach achitzin is very similar to the avoida of kmitza, where you separate something that's not an animal and burn it. So we see that that act of kmitza may be done in the Beis HaMikdash teaches us the Gemara. That's an indication that kmitza could be done in the Beis HaMikdash proper. Ask the Gemara, Moser Vimya, it says in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Bekometz Misham, the Pasuk there is discussing the halacha of kmitza and teaches us the Braisa, Memokim, Shen, Ragli, Azor, Oimdoitz, that kmitza may only be done where Azor may go, and a zor may not enter the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara is asking, how can we say the kmitza could be taking place in the Beis HaMikdash? Here the Braisa says it only could be in a place where the zor may stand. And continues the Braisa, B'mesera Omer, Menayin Shem Kometz B'smol. How do we know if that kmitza was done with the left hand? Shiyachs of Yachmetz B'yamin, that one should do it over with the right hand. Tamaloyma Misham. M'makam Shekometz Kvar. You could do it over. So the Rishonim asked the obvious question. The question of our Gemara is, when the Braisa says the Kometz Misham, that Kmitza could only be done where the Zor stands, which is in the Azara. Why is the Gemara adding the din of Ben Beseira? What does Ben Beseira about right hand, left hand have to do with our current discussion? And indeed, there are Rishonim that suggest that the only reason Ben Beseira's part is brought in to the Gemara, because the Gemara is quoting the entire Braisa. But it has no bearing on our current discussion. But I saw that there are Chroyim that say a beautiful teretz. Ben Beseira says you could do it over. You did it with the left hand, do it over. The Chachamim obviously disagree with Ben Beseira. What is the opinion of the Chachamim? If you did it wrong, this mincha becomes totally invalid. So the Gemara is making the question on Rabbi Yirmiyah a very strong question. What do you say? Do the kmitz, if the kmitz was done in the Beis HaMikdash, so we'll just tell you to do it over in the Azara. That isn't an option, because it's only Ben Beseira who offers the option that if you did it wrong, you could do it over. But according to Chachamim, if you did it wrong, and now we're learning that doing it in the Beis HaMikdash is wrong, because it's limited to the Azara, Makom Shezor Oimdos, mincha becomes completely invalid. Which actually is the time to mention an interesting machlokes rishonim that I saw. What would be the halacha if the kmitza was done outside of the azara, not in the Beis HaMikdash, but entirely outside? So everybody apparently is of agreement that mincha doesn't become totally invalid. The only machlokes rishonim that I saw is as follows. Some rishonim say that if you took the kmitza out of the Karban Mincha outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Beis HaMikdash compound, outside the Azara, put it back into the pan, and do the kmitza properly in the Azara. Others say that that actual amount, the kmitza amount that you took out, becomes invalid, and you'll have to replace that much of the Karban Mincha that you took out, and then do kmitza properly in the Azara. But back to our question, isn't this price a clearly indication that kmitza may only be done in the Azara, not in the Beis HaMikdash? Ikadamri, who maisel lava, who mefarakla. It was Rabbi Yirmiyah that asked the question, it's Rabbi Yirmiyah that responds. Ikadamri, whereas others say, Amalai Rabbi Kiva la Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Kiva is the one that responded to Rabbi Yirmiyah, but Tachlifa, Rabbi Yirmiyah was the son of Tachlifa, so he's called by Tachlifa. You know what the Braisa is coming to teach us? Asbrelach. The purpose of this Braisa is not to exclude that Kemitza may never be done in the Beis HaMikdash. The purpose of this Braisa is to teach us, as we discussed when we learned the Mishnah, that the entire Azara may be used to do the Kemitza. Why? One can make an argument. Since the Oyla we know is Kachi Kachim. And as we learned in the Mishnah, that the Mincha is Kachi Kachim. Just like we know the Halach is Ma Oyla Tuna Tzofen. The Oyla must be brought with Tzofen. We would think that Af Mincha should require Tzofen. So that's why the Braisa has to teach us that no. That even though the Karban Oyla has to be with Tzofen, Karban Mincha doesn't. Ask them, why would we think so? Ma La Oyla Sheken Kalu. The Oyla is a Karban that's completely burnt. Karban Mincha isn't completely burnt. So why would we learn a Mincha from an Oyla? This is my right. We will learn it from Oyla, but perhaps we should learn it from Chatas. Just like the Chatas is Kachi Kachim and it's brought with Tzofen, so too perhaps the Mincha. Ask the Gemara again, why would we think that we should learn the Halach of a Karban Mincha from a Karban Chatas? Mal Chatas, she came Mechap Eres Lachai V'Krisis. A Chatas is Mechap Lachai V'Krisis. A Mincha, whether it's voluntary or it's Chayv, is never Mechap on Averi, which there's a Chiv Karas for. So the Gemara, you're right. But we should learn maybe the halach of a Karban Mincha from an Asham. Just like an Asham is Kachi Kachim and it has to be Betzofen, so to a Mincha. Says the Gemara, Mi Asham, how can we learn from Asham? Ma'ala Asham, she came in a domin. An Asham is an animal. A Mincha is not an animal. And in fact, makes the Gemara the point that now that we've made this argument, even if you want to learn a Tzara Shava of Oyla, Chatos, Asham, and say that all of these are Kodesh Kadoshim and are brought B'tzofen, so too should be the Halacha regarding Karban Mincha, the argument can be refuted because Malakulash came in Edomim. All of these Kabbanas are animals. A Mincha is not an animal, so why would we learn a Mincha from these Kabbanas? So we're back to where we started. Isn't the Pasuk of the Kametz Misham teaching us that the Kmitza must take place in the Azara and not in the Beis HaMikdash? So how could Rabbi Elazar say that if the Kmitza was done in the Beis HaMikdash, it's acceptable? Answers the Gemara. El Itzrich. This is what the Limer is teaching us. Sa'ak dat chamina. Ha'avik sevegisha el mizbeach. V'hir mimene b'kumtzoi. The Torah speaks about the Hagosha. And the Hagosha has to be done in a specific spot. Which specific spot? Mahagosha bekerem arayvus derayvus, and we'll discuss this later more. Why? So we would think that since the Torah compares the kemitza to the hagosha, so too the kemitza should take place bekerem arayvus derayvus, specifically, and not everywhere or anywhere in the Azara. Kamash malon that no, hagosha indeed has to be by the mizbeach. Kemitza could be anywhere, but in the Azara and also in the Beis HaMikdash. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we know a Karban Shlamim has to be, could be slaughtered anywhere in the Azara. Teaches us the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan, Shlamim Sheshachna Behechel, the halacha is if you shechted the Karban Shlamim in the Beis HaMikdash itself, Ksheir, it's still kosher. Shenema, since the Torah says, V'shachtu Pesach Almayit, the Torah connects the Shechit of the Karban Shlamim to the therefore, if it's connected to the Beis HaMikdash, so if you could shecht in the Azara, you certainly could shecht in the Beis HaMikdash. So Taisus asked the obvious question. Now that the Gemara has established this concept of that something could be done in the Azara, it could certainly be done in the Beis HaMikdash, so in the previous Gemara, we went back and forth if the kmitza of the Karban Mincha could be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously it could be done in the Beis HaMikdash. If it could be done in the Azara, it could be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Didn't the Gemara just establish this concept? Answers Tosfos, a beautiful teretz. The concept of lo yechof tamal chofam an ikar is not a concept that just could be invented. It has to be connected to a pasuk. Let's look at this piece of Gemara. The pasuk says v'shachar pesach oil mayid. The Torah connects the shechita to oil mayid. So since the Torah connects the shechita of the karmen shlamim to oil mayid, so now we have a concept of loyay tafel karmen tafel maneker. There is no such pasuk by karmen mincha. So just to rely on the svara of Leicham Tafel Meneikar on its own to say that the Kemitzah could take place in the base of Mikdash, one cannot say so. Furthermore, very interesting shailas that the Rishonim discussed now. Here we're learning that the Karban Shlomim, the Halach is, could be slaughtered in the base of Mikdash itself. As the Rishonim, we've learned that the Halach is when you shech the Karban Shlomim, the doors of the Pesach Ol Moed, the doors of the Mishkan, the doors of the Beis Hamikdash had to be open. Why would halacha be shechting the Karban Shlam in the Beis Hamikdash itself? Was the halacha that the doors have to be open only said when you're shechting the Azara? But if you're shechting the Beis Hamikdash itself, you don't need open doors. You're in the Beis Hamikdash. Or perhaps it's a Gzeiros HaKosef, that Karban Shlam Shechita can only take place when the doors are open, and it makes no difference. It makes no difference if the doors are open, it makes no difference if you're shechting in the Beis Hamikdash or in the Azara. Another interesting machlokes Rishonim. As we've mentioned in today's shir, kachi kachim, oyle, chatas, osham, are all slaughtered b'tzofen. What will be the halacha regarding shechting these kabbonis in the Beis Hamikdash? Do we say that the Beis Hamikdash certainly is at a higher level than tzofen? So if you could shech these kabbonis b'tzofen, you certainly could shech them in the Beis Hamikdash. Or is it to be understood? No, that the Torah insists that these kabbonis be geshachten b'tzofen ha'azara and nowhere else, and therefore you couldn't shech them in the Beis Hamikdash, and it's only the shlamim, and that's why the Gemara is very meduyik, only the shlamim, no other carbon, could be geshachten in the Beis Hamikdash. Furthermore, the Rishonim seem to indicate, the Rambam says this, that the Gemara is not limiting it to the Beis Hamikdash, not limiting it to the Kodesh, even the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The only question that the Rishonim do discuss is what will be the halacha, because we had such sugyas earlier in the Masechta, if somebody shechted the Karban Shlomim in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara clearly just teaching us that it's fine. What does it mean that it's fine? Does it mean it's perfectly fine? Or does it mean it accomplishes that you were Mekayim Yechayiv, but you wouldn't be allowed to eat that Karban, given that it was slaughtered in the Beis Hamikdash and it ought to have been slaughtered in the Azara? So again, back to the Gemara. Shlomo shechtu b'chayich l'ksherim, shenem shechtu pesach oil moed, v'lo yei tafel chama min ikar. Ask the Gemara, meisvei Rabbi Yochanan b'seira oimer, the Brisa says that Rabbi Yochanan b'seira teaches us, v'nai yishim kifo oiv l'kachamim v'kol ha'azara, how do we know if the Azara was surrounded, shekahanim nechnosim l'shom, v'ayich l'shom kachi kachim, and therefore standing in the Azara and eating kabonis is dangerous, because they're under attack. That they may enter the base of Mikdash to eat the kachi kachim, tamalayim v'kodesh kadoshim techlanim. Ask the Gemara, why do we need a special limit of a kodesh kadoshim techlanim to teach us this din? For name it, why don't we just say, based on what we just said, as we just learned, b'chatzar oil ma'ad yichlu, when the Torah teaches us the halacha of eating kachim, the Torah connects it to the oil ma'ad. And since the Torah connects it to the Oil Moed, we should have the Svara of Leich Tafel, Chama Menikar. Why do we need a special Pasuk? To teach us that if you can't eat the Kachim and the Azara, eat them in the base of Mikdash? Answers the Gemara, beautiful Teretz. Hachi Hashti, you can't compare the two circumstances. Again, what are the two circumstances that are under discussion? One is the circumstance of eating Kachim when you have no choice in the base of Mikdash, and the other is the circumstance of Shechting in the base of Mikdash. Why can they not be compared? Hasam, avoida. When we speak about shechita, we're speaking about an avoida, as we started today's shir. Shechita is an avoida of kabbonis. The of Adam, oivid b'makom rabbi amrinin lo yitav chama minikar. When it comes to an avoida, there's a concept, a legitimate concept of lo yitav chama minikar, and therefore the avoida can be done in the base of Mikdash itself. However, when it comes to achila, where it's not proper derech eretz, Dein Odom Oichel b'Mokum Rabbi. It's improper, not derech eretz, to eat b'Mokum Rabbi. There, even though there's a svara of Layicham v'Tafel Menikar, Layitafel Menikar, Layimrina, we won't say it regarding eating. How do we say it? Why do we say it? Because there's a pasuk that teaches us that if you can't eat the kachim, and the azara, you may eat them in the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, I saw the Paiskim use this concept for an interesting shaila in halacha. We've actually learned this halacha. The halacha is that one may not eat in a Beis HaKnesses or in a Beis HaMedrash, unless, particularly Beis HaKnesses, unless when the Beis HaKnesses is built, there's a tanai made that you're going to be allowed to eat there. And that's why the minig, many Beis HaKnesses even up to this day, is that no eating is allowed to take place. The question is, what would be the halacha regarding a Sudas Mitzvah in a Beis HaKnesses? A Siyim. There's no way to make the Siyim other in the Beis HaKnesses. Are you allowed to eat there? So the Paiskim say, based on our Gemara, that if it's a Beis HaKnesses that wasn't built with a Tanai, that you're not allowed to eat there, you couldn't eat there even a Sudas Mitzvah. Because our Gemara is teaching us that Achil is not an Avoida. And even if it's an Achilas Mitzvah, we're talking about Achilas Kotchim, were there not a specific Pasuk allowing that under the duress, they're allowed to eat them in the Kodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash, they wouldn't be allowed to. It's eating Kabbonis. What bigger mitzvah is there? Still, we see that Achila is a separate category, and you may not eat it where you're not allowed to eat. As we said at the beginning of our Shir, now our Mishnah and the coming Mishnayis and Parakim discuss the Kabbonis that come from an oif. So one of the Kabbonis is a Chatos oif. Hoysenasis, the place it should be done, Al Keren Dremis Merovis, on the southwest corner. And we'll learn in the Gemara why. Become Akam Hoysek Sher, says the Mishnah, if you did it anywhere, it's kosher. Al Zohois Mekoima. The proper place is at that corner. And we'll learn in the Gemara, Mitzvah Shem, why. Continues the Mishnah. Vishlosh Dvarm Hois Oisekem Mishameshes Melmata. There were three purposes of that corner. On the bottom half, Lamata Mechuta Sikra, Vishloisha Mamalam, there were three purposes, Lamala Mechuta Sikra. Mamata, what was done on the bottom half was Chatas Oif, that the Chatas Oif was sprinkled on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, on the southwest corner. Vagosha, we just learned in the previous Gemara, that the Agosha of the Karim Mincha was supposed to be at that corner. Vishyori Hadam. The halacha is that the shiari adam of kabbonis is supposed to be spilled on the side. They should be spilled on that corner. A number of points. One point that I saw is that the mefarshim ask that first the Mishnah speaks about chatas oif, which is a bird. Then it jumps to karban mincha, and then it goes back to shiari adam, which is blood. Shouldn't the Mishnah mention chatas oif, shiari adam, vagoshes? Keep things that are similar together. The answer the Rishonim say is, as we're going to learn on Amud Beis, the halacha of Chatas Oif is learned from the halacha of Karban Mincha, and that's why the Mishnah keeps them together. Another question that I saw that the Mefarshim point out is that Rashi, if we look at Rashi, beautiful Rashi, a concept that we discussed previously, Rashi says, Shiari Hadam, which Shiari Hadam does Rashi point out? Shalchatas chitzaynis. So Mefarshim ask, the halacha is, we learned this many times, all kabbonis, the shiari hadam, are poured on the side. Why does Rashi pick only the chatas chitzaynis? So it's so beautiful pshat. If you recall, we've mentioned many times, there's a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos, if you're supposed to try to leave over shiari hadam to do a to pour it on the side. Rashi says you don't have to. If you have Shiari Adam, pour on the side. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says you're supposed to try to leave over. So Rashi's Lishitasai. Rashi holds that only if you have left over dam will you pour it on the side. So which carbon is it likely that you're going to have left over dam? Carbon chattis. Because as we've learned, a carbon chattis, they used to take and just dab on the corners. So they didn't do a lot of sprinkling, a lot of throwing. So Rashi says, you don't have to try to leave over dam. If you don't have to try to leave over dam, the only carbon you're likely to have left over dam is chatas chitzanis, l'shitasai. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, umilmalim, on the upper half of that southwest corner, they did the nisach hayayim v'amayim, v'oilus oif kishiroba. Which means, as we'll learn in tomorrow's shir, that actually the proper spot for doing the zrika of the oilas oif is on the southeast corner. But if there's an abundance of oilas ha'if, it should be done on the southwest corner. If there's too much for the east, go to the west. Now teaches us the Mishnah, a din that we mentioned in the previous year. Whenever you walk up to the Mizbeach, you should walk up on the right side of the Azara to be able to make a right turn. And then if somebody has to go around the Mizbeach, Makifim v'yard and derech smol, you walk around counterclockwise to come down on the left side. Chutzman oyle l'gimel elu, except for the people that go up to do these last three avoidas that Mishnah mentioned, they walked up on the left side of the Mizbeach and then walked right back down on that left side. And that too, the Gemara will explain soon, Mitzshem Tamarashi, why it wasn't done the normal way. So as I said in the previous year, we're going to speak for a moment today about this halacha, which is a halacha that we have to follow. We should always go to the right. Interesting, Chumas Adeshin. The halacha is that if somebody gets an aliyah, he's supposed to go up to the bima to come up on the right side. But the Chumas Adeshin asks, what happens if you have a seat in the shul that if you're going to go off, if you go from the left, you're going to get to the bima quicker. It's a derech tzara. It's a shorter route than going derech yamin. So what should you do? Derech yamin or derech tzara? Chumas Adesh and Paskins, you should go to derech tzara. Some Sofer disagrees, and other places can disagree. They say that you should always derech yamin. How could some Sofer argue in a Chumas Adesh? Chumas Adesh is a Rishon. How could some Sofer argue in a Chumas Adesh? Some Saif explains that the Trumas Adeshin doesn't mean to say that Derech Tzara takes precedence over Derech Yamin. What he means is as follows. There are two ways to get the Derech Yamin. Now, which way should you choose? Says the Trumas Adeshin, Derech Tzara. You have two right ways to get there. Take the shorter route. But if it's a choice of Derech Tzara and Derech Yamin, some Saif says always go Derech Yamin. Very big chiddush. Some Saif goes on to say that a base that every shul should be constructed like the Beis Hamikdash was constructed, that the door of the Beis Hamikdash is at the Dorim side, and people should come in always by the Yamin. Interesting Chassam Sofer. Very famous Machloikis Achroinim. It's not that famous because we all have the same minig, but it's not posh that minig. We know that on Chanukah, every night we add a candle. So our minig is that which candle do we light first, second night, third night? We add a new candle. We light the new candle first. Why? For the same reason. So we're going to the right. So if you light the candle on the left, and then you're moving towards the right, you're doing kol pinah shat apayna derech yamin. The levush, the taz, again, based on kol pinah shat apayna loyehei derech al yamin, says you should light the most right candle first. That means you should always light the first candle first. That's what they pass them. They have a very nice raya. What's their raya? It's from the way we write Hebrew. When we write Hebrew, where do we begin? We begin all the way on the right of the page, and we move towards the left. So they say that's the way you should light Hanukkah candles. Begin with the candle that's most to the right, and go towards the left. And that is called Pinish at the point, Le'ei Derech Yamin. How do we answer that? It's not our minhag. I don't know anybody that follows that meaning. So how did Achroinim respond to the Levush and Taz? They say very interesting teretz. You have to be a cipher to appreciate the teretz. Even though Hebrew is written from right to left, but when you write the letter itself, you write the letter from left to right. In other words, if you're writing an aleph, a cipher is writing an aleph, he doesn't begin on the right of the aleph, he begins on the left of the aleph. So even though you go from right to left, there's still a component of going from left to right when you're writing, and therefore the Pesach can say, you can't bring a raya from the way we write to the way the Hanukkah candle should be lit. And again, the Pesach can all emphasize, and there are many examples. Kol pinah at the point of derech yamin, an example that I saw in the Pesach, if somebody gets Hagbah, and a minig by many people, when they get Hagbah, they lift the Sefer Torah, and they pull it to the right and to the left, you should do the right first. So I saw a beautiful pshat. Pasuk says, "Oirich yomim b'yaminoi, b'smailoi, oishev echavit." So we know that when the parah says, whenever the pasuk mentions arich yamim, it doesn't mean arich yamim, arichus yamim only in this world. Arich yamim means le'olam shekulei arich. It means to the olam haba. So what is the pshat of kopinish at the point of derech yamin? Kopinis. Everything we do in our lives, certainly what we do ruchnius, learning Torah, davening, but even the things that are not ruchnius, kopinis, wherever we turn in our life, what should be our intention? What should be our goal? Derech yamin. Is what we're doing a step in the direction of olam haba? Kopinis at the point of wherever you do, b'chol derechecha de'eyu, derech yamin. Your goal should be, is this something that will give you a bigger portion of olam haba? Says the Gemara. Menani mili, we begin the Gemara. How do we know that the karmi chatos is done at that corner, the southwest corner? Amar b'shua amakra, the chatos oif. Amar b'shua amakra. The pasuk says, it's talking about the Minchas Chayta. Ki Chatas Hu. Says the Gemara. Chatas Kriya Mincha. We find that a Karm Chatas is called Mincha. And we find that a Mincha is called Chatas. Ma Chatas. Just like we know, as we've discussed numerous times, a Karm Chatas Tu Netzafin, Af Mincha Tu Netzafin. So all of you, I'm sure, are thinking of an obvious question. We began today's shiur saying that the Karmel Mincha doesn't require tzafin. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah we learned today. So how is the Gemara saying, Ma Mincha tu netzafin? And in fact, most Rishonim, because of that question, which is a powerful question, changed the girsah of the Gemara. It's incorrect. The Mincha doesn't require tzafin. And they have different girsahs. Ma Mincha tu neyamin. Ma mincha tuna yisoid, all sorts of different gersos, yamin, yisoid, all sorts of different terutzim. Otherwise, the Gemara makes no sense. But I did see that there are achrayim that attempt to defend the pshat of the Gemara, the girsa of the Gemara, which is a very difficult girsa. One pshat that I saw is that although we began the shir by saying that the kmitza of a karban mincha need not take place but soften, the Arishanim would say that's only on a regular Karban Mincha, on a Minchas Nedova. But a Minchas Chayte, which is the pasuk that the Gemara is referring to, there the Kemitza has to be B'tzafen, and that's what the Gemara is referring to. One Teretz I saw. Another Teretz that I saw is that we've discussed previously that after the Kemitza of the Karban Mincha, they would take that Kemitza and do Kiddush Keli. They would put that Kemitza into Kli Sharis. And what the Gemara is teaching us is that even though the actual kmitza, as we learned in Amud Aleph, need not take place in the tzafin, the kiddush kli, putting the kmitza into a keli sharis, had to be b'tzafin. Ma chatas tu netzafin, a mincha tu netzafin. Or ma mincha. And just like continues the braisa, the mincha has to be brought by kerem arovas deroimus on the southwest corner. Af chatas, the chatas oiv, should be brought by kerem arovas deroimus. Rhymes. Ask the Gemara, obviously, mincha gufa minola, and from where do we know that the hagosha of the Karban Mincha should be on the southwest corner? Answers the Gemara, the Tanya. There are two psukim that describe where the hagosha should be. One pasuk says, lifnei Hashem. So if the Torah uses the words lifnei Hashem, which side of the Mizbeach is the side that's lifnei Hashem? B'mariv, the west side. Because we know that that's the side you hit when you leave the Beis HaMikdash. So Yachav B'Mariv. So strong argument should be made that should be done B'Mariv. Tamaloymer, on the other hand, there's another pasuk that says the Hagosha should be El Pnei HaMizbeach. And as we learned extensively in our previous year, what is the side of the Mizbeach that's considered the Pnei HaMizbeach? The Dorim. That's where we had the Keves. E El Pnei HaMizbeach, Yachav B'Dorim. So in other words, the Brice is saying, we have a real issue here. Lifnei Hashem indicates the Mariv side. Pnei HaMizbeach indicates the Dorim side. So what is it? How do we reconcile this? Therefore says the Gemara, Megish V'Kerem Mariv Zdoremus. You do it on the southwest side, so you have both Dorim and Mariv. K'neged Chugash HaKeren, put it right down that corner, and you have Pnei Mizbeach and Pnei Hashem. The Dayoy, and it's fine. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Lazar disagrees. Rabbi Lazar Oimer, Yochu Yagishen Lamarov Shalkaran, Oidroi Mishalkaran. And as Rishonim point out, Rabbi Lazar certainly indicates it has to be near the Karen. Why does he say it has to be near the Karen? Because we know that all Hagoshes, all Zrikas, as we've discussed so many times, Baruch Hashem, together, always have to be by a Karen. The question is, where? On the south side or on the west side? Amrit. So Rabbi Lazar has this dilemma, and he uses the following procedure to resolve his problem. Amrit. Komakon Shat HaMoitzesh Shnei Mekros. When you have two psukim, Echen Mekayim Atzvoi Mekayim Chaveri. By following the instructions, by following the directions of one pasuk, you've also successfully followed the directions of the other pasuk. Or you have an option, V'achen Mekayim Atzvoi Mvatel Chaveri. Or you could follow the instructions of one pasuk, but by following those directions, you'll be left with the other pasuk being ignored. What do you do? Says Rabbi Lezer, obviously what you should do. Menichen zesh mekayim atzvei mevatel chaveri. Ignore the pasuk that only fulfills its own direction and ignores the other direction. V'toysen, and follow the pasuk shemekayim atzvei mekayim chaveri, that fulfills both directions. K'sha'ata omer, and therefore says Rabbi Lezer, if we're going to follow the pasuk that says the hagosha should be apnei Hashem, which we explained a moment ago meant the Ma'ariv side, because that's where you leave the base of Mikdash. So fine, you fulfilled the Pnei Hashem, but you've ignored Hechen Kiyam for Pnei Mizbeach. You have a problem that you haven't fulfilled the Pasuk of Pnei Mizbeach, which we know means the Dharm side. However, Ikshata Omer, if you fulfill the Pasuk of Pnei Mizbeach, the instruction of Pnei Mizbeach, which we know from this piece of Gemara means, already from yesterday's Gemara, means the Dharm, we've also fulfilled Kayam Tufnei Hashem. Ask the Gemara, what are you saying? Bedarim, if you're putting it under Darim, so fine, you've fulfilled the Pnei HaMizbeach, but Hechen Kayamta, how have you fulfilled the Pnei Hashem? What's the Gemara saying? Answers the Gemara, Omer of Ashi, going back to Gemara that we learned, on Daf Nun Ches, Kusava Haitana, Kul Mizbeach B'tzofen Koy. That the entire Mizbeach was to the north of the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash. So if the entire Mizbeach was to the north, if somebody left the Beis HaMikdash, what corner did he see? He didn't just see Ma'ariv. Actually, Ma'ariv was somewhat distant from him, because the entrance is in front of him, and the Mizbeach is parallel to him. So what did he see? He saw Darim. That's where he put, that's why he says, put the Hagosha on the Darim. And now the Torah compares Mincha to Chatos, Chatos rather to Mincha, that just like the Hagosh of a Karban Mincha should be on the southwest side, so too should be the Zrika of the Dam of the Chatos Oif. Says the Gemara, the Kamak Moisek Shera. But the Mishnah also said that anywhere it's Kosher. So the Gemara says, what are we saying? My Kam, Arav Ashach Kama. The Kamak Moisek Shera Lim Kosai. Anywhere in the Azara, the Malika may be done. El Azayim Kamasai. The proper place for Azar, as we learned, is on the southwest corner. Although the Rishonim, led by the Rambam, say that even though the Gemara is teaching us that the Malika of a Chatas Oif may be done anywhere in the Azara, the Chatchila, the Malika should be done next to the place of the Zrika, because we don't want all the blood to spill out of the bird. It's anyway a small bird, and you won't be able to do Zrika Sadam. Says the Gemara, Tanina lahod tana rabbanan, malka b'kamakam b'mizbeach k'sheira. If you do malika anywhere, it's fine. He's a b'dam b'kamakam. The way it worked was the first day they swung the bird up and down. He's b'kamakam k'sheira. He's a v'loy mitza. After they did the swinging, and we'll discuss this more in tomorrow's shir, they would squeeze out the blood from the bird. He's a V'loy mitzvah k'sheira, b'vad, but where should you do the zrika? Mechutas sikra lamata. It should be on the bottom half of the mizbeach. And, as we've learned numerous times, the zrika has to be done with the dam hanefesh. Ask them in my comment, what is the b'raisa teaching us? Hach kama. Malk v'kam makam mizbeach. If the malik was done anywhere in the mizbeach, shera. Mitzah dam v'kam makam mizbeach. If the mitzui, the squeezing, was done anywhere, it's also shera. So why? Shem hizav alay mitzah. Because the halacha is that if you did the hazah without doing mitzui at all, it still would be kosher. Of that, she tein mechuta sikru lamata, but dam nefesh, the hazah has to be on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Interesting machloikis, Chazan Ish and the Brisker Rav. Here we're learning that since the Mitzui Hadam is not ma'akif, it's not absolutely essential, therefore the Braisa just taught us that if you did Mitzui Hadam anywhere, it's fine. So what does that mean? What's that? The Chazan Ish says that given that we see that the Torah isn't so strict about the Mitzui Hadam, if you skipped it, the carbon is still kosher. Therefore, if you did the Mitzui Hadam in the wrong place, it's still considered like you did Mitzui Hadam. That's how the Chazon Ish learns. The Brisker Rav disagrees. The Brisker Rav says that doing it in the wrong place is worse than not doing it at all. And therefore, if you did Mitzui Hadam, if you did the Mitzui Hadam in the wrong spot, it's not considered that you did the Mitzui Hadam. We're not that strict about it because the Mitzui Adam isn't essential. It's considered a useless Mitzui Adam. And the truth of the matter is, I saw that the Paiskim, it's hard to relate to the Machlokes, the Chazon Ish, and the Brisker Rav in our day to day. The Paiskim do relate to it to a very interesting Shaila. The Halach is as follows. If you have a Megillah, I'm specifically mentioning a Megillah because Sefer Torah has different rules. If you have a Megillah that's missing words, the Megillah could still be a kosher Megillah. What would be the halacha if you have a Megillah that doesn't have missing words, it has words that are written wrong? So according to the Chazon Ish, if you don't have to have the words, so it's no difference if you don't have the word or you have the word done wrong. It's the same. It's like mitzui that's done in the wrong spot. And that's the way many Paiskim hold it. It's no different if you have the wrong word or no word. There are other Paiskim that disagree. And there are Paiskim that say that the wrong word is worse than no word. It's like doing mitzui in the wrong spot. You don't have to do mitzui, but if you do it in the wrong spot, it's not mitzui at all. And therefore, the wrong word is worse than no word. And if you have such a situation in Megillah, you may have a Pasul Megillah.